David, good morning.
G'day, James. How are you? It's a troubling little precedent. It's the first time we've seen the police come out since the Premier's so-called special inquiry into music festivals. If you remember, that's the one that was headed up by the police commissioner.
Yeah.
And this is the first police response since. So it's very, very troubling precedent.
Definitely. Would you say this is just another incidence of the New South Wales government trying to ban a festival?
Well, I don't know how you could describe it as anything other than a pretty blatant attempt to ban a festival. I mean, this festival, it's a small festival that's southwest of Casino, sort of on the north coast of Sydney. It's out in a fairly remote rural property. It normally gets between about 2,500 and 3,000 people. I'm told it's a, you know, fun festival. It's happened without any critical incident in relation to drugs over the last 2 years. And in fact, the 2 previous years it's operated, the first time the police invoiced them about $9,000 for the additional police that were provided. The second time, the police, that's last year, the police invoiced them for just $10,000, slightly more than the first year. And in fact, you can go onto Facebook, and you can go onto even news.com website, and you can see a bunch of pictures from the police at last year's event where they were quite literally bored because they had nothing to do. There were no incidents. And they're taking a bunch of kind of selfies with the attendees. And all of a sudden, the police have now come out and said, well, do you know what? We actually need 20 times as many police. That's, 20 times.
Yeah. Is that manageable? How can $200,000 a price on getting those police to attend the festival be managed? It's a reasonably small festival. How is that even, I guess, rationaled?
Well, it's utterly irrational. I mean, you only have to look at it. It means everybody coming is going to be paying about $70 to $80 per ticket just for the police presence. And you know, I doubt there's a whole bunch of people heading up southwest of Casino in order to spend their weekend with 70 police. And they're probably not going to pay $70 to $80 in addition for that. And what it will mean is if those charges stick, then this music festival cannot go ahead. It's effectively bankrupting it. All the pre-planning, all the investment they've done to this point, all of the acts and the other, you know, bunch of small businesses that actually come to help make it a success, they all go to the wall as well. And for what reason? Well, I mean, nobody can tell. As I said, there was no critical incident involving drug use at either of the previous two music festivals. Allegedly, that's one of the main reasons the police want to swamp this place with 70 police. And yet they did that at DEFCON, if you remember. Only a few months ago, that was the most heavily policed festival in New South Wales history. They had over 170 police, I think, at DEFCON.
Wow.
And that was a disaster. I mean, a tragic disaster, that heavy police presence. Despite that, and some people would say partly because of that, we had two tragic deaths because a heavy police presence stops people going for first aid, stops people approaching friends approaching to get help for their peers if someone's in the early stages of distress, and also produces a lot of other risk-taking activity.
Yeah, it definitely changes the atmosphere of a festival completely. How is Rabbits Eat Lettuce, the event's owners, responding to police in this instance?
Well, they've been compelled to go to court, to the Land and Environment Court, to try and get rid of some of these ridiculous positions that the police have happened. And in fact, the police have got a two-track attack on this particular festival. One is this a list of alleged safety issues that are now so troubling that the police say the festival can't go ahead. One is that because it's out in a remote, reasonably remote property, you know, a bit southwest of Casino, there's no or very patchy mobile phone reception. Now that's been relied upon by the police to be a reason why it's an unsafe venue. I mean, one of the reasons the festival organisers chose this is kind of for a digital detox. That's part of the festival.
Mm.
And does that mean what? You can't have a music festival in the two-thirds of New South Wales where there's crap mobile phone reception? I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I've definitely been to a couple of music festivals myself where the reception at the festival is nil. You get nothing, and then that's never been brought up as a problem before.
No, so. Never. In fact, it's kind of nice sometimes. I mean, I love going places where my phone doesn't ring.
Yeah, you're in the moment.
Yeah, that's right. You're in the moment. And that's part of what this is about. It's kind of, you know, it's Bohemian Beat Freaks. You know, it's a bit of a sort of chilling out a couple of days. Never been raised before. Suddenly, this is a reason why the police say it can't go ahead. The other reason they say is it's surrounded by bush. And apparently that, the police say, means that it could all catch fire in a horrific bushfire and everybody would die. So you can't actually now have a music festival in the bush. No more bush beats, no more anything like that. The police are now saying, having a music festival near bushland is a safety risk that's intolerable and has to be shut down. Now that is just such a ridiculous position to take. You know, often having a music festival surrounded by bush actually is part of the atmosphere, it's part of the feel. But you know, this is yet another strategy the police are using to shut it down. They've made a series of other issues, like there's an unfenced dam somewhere. Now maybe the organisers should throw a fence around a dam, small dam, throw a fence around a dam. That's the kind of thing that you don't mind the police engaging in and having a discussion. But a $200,000 bill to send the police there, saying you can't have it where there's no mobile phone reception, and saying you can't have a festival in the bush. I mean, surely we're not at that stage.
Yeah, I guess some of the concerns are a little bit legitimate. Like you just mentioned the damned, it actually is already fenced. So that's quite, I guess, controversial that they're trying to, I don't know, put more fencing around this dam. But restricted vehicular access to the site as well, that could be a genuinely thing about safety as well.
Yeah, well, but each year the organisers have got an emergency response strategy. They've got an emergency vehicle access strategy. There are many music festivals that happen, you know, where there's, you know, one long dirt road leading into it. And what you need is you just need a sensible strategy that has marshals go in, clear the road so emergency vehicles can get in and get out. I mean, that's hardly rocket science. We're able to do this. And as I understand, the festival organisers have had their emergency access and egress strategy signed off by police on the last two occasions, but suddenly something's changed this time. And I've got to say, when you see all the other spurious points being raised by the police, plus a 20-fold increase in the bill that they're putting to these music festival operators, I think people are genuinely questioning the bona fides of all of these positions by the police.
Yeah, and I guess why is the conflation of Bohemian Beat Freaks with DEFCON 1 so problematic in the context of New South Wales festivals?
Well, why this has really concerned us, you know, is this is the first occasion after this expert panel met, you know, which was headed up by the police commissioner, and this seems to be the institutional response now. If this will be the response going forward, I can tell you now there are already festival organisers thinking we don't want to risk it in New South Wales because we can do, you know, 12 months of advance planning, be ready to go. And then like a week before, and that's what happened in this case, a week before it starts, suddenly the police will pull out a $200,000 bill and kill our festival. And you know, if you're trying to organise a festival and there's already business risk associated with it, the thought that you're going to be deliberately shut down by the police or face these kind of court battles, you know, that of itself, and maybe that's part of what the police are trying to do here, that message going out of itself is going to be stopping and shutting down some of the smaller music festivals. And, you know, that's a terrible place to be.
Yeah, it's an interesting direction to be heading in, that's for sure.
Interesting is an interesting word.
just as a last question, if this isn't about safety, this $200,000 for police presence, if that isn't about safety, where do you feel we need to be looking for safety for the festival weekend and indeed across New South Wales?
Well, the festival organisers are happy to have a modest, appropriate police presence there. So you would want a couple of police there because if there is some kind of emergency, they can be really helpful in cleaning up the road and ensuring you get safe access and egress. They can be really helpful if you have, you know, some kind of violent incident happen. I hope that doesn't happen at any music festival. It does happen on occasion, and having a small police presence to deal with those kinds of things can be really helpful. Nobody's arguing that. The issue is swamping the festival in this case with 70 police. And then by adopting this very aggressive policing strategy, refusing to put onto the table a bunch of other measures that we know would be extremely helpful in harm reduction. And I think that starts with pill testing. That starts with much more engagement with peer-to-peer support on the ground. And that three-level medical assist, which is peer-to-peer people trained out amongst the crowd, looking if anyone's in trouble with drugs. Then you have the medic tent available for that secondary care if they need to go to secondary care. And then you have, you know, ready access to tertiary care if that's needed, if someone's in quite significant trouble. If the police are engaging in that kind of harm minimisation strategy, you know, you'd be celebrating it. But instead, they're literally making that impossible for the music festival in this case by requiring them to put $200,000 into none of those harm minimization strategies, none of those helping people strategies, $200,000 into more police.
Yeah, it's quite an odd scenario, but it's going to be very interesting to see where this court case takes both the New South Wales Police and the organisers of the event as well. But thank
I'm told it's back about midday today, so we may actually have an answer on some of those planning issues today.
Oh, okay. That'll be, I have to follow that, absolutely. Thank you so much, David, for talking to us this morning and giving us the rundown on what's happening.
Pleasure, James. Good speaking.